Yo, maniacs, Hulk Hogan here, the greatest of all time, and you're listening to Knockout Radio. So what you gonna do?
Yeah, what are you gonna do?
What are you gonna do? What you gonna do, Andy?
Have you hooked us up yet?
With the Hulkster?
Terry's your like best friend. Are we going to WrestleMania? Not that I care.
Well, I don't even know if he's going yet. The word hasn't come in yet. I know he's got the ring size.
And I'm spoiled. You know that.
I know.
Because I went to WrestleMania in Orlando with Chris Hovan.
We did.
And Brooks and Pitt and some of those guys, including my former co-host, was in like the 100 section. And Hovan and I were in row 5. I still have the chairs.
Really?
I still have the chairs.
Wow.
All right, let's get back to our guest, Riley, who drives in the Porsche.
Porsche.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
So that was a legitimate question that asked Edge last week, right?
Yeah, for sure.
Do you guys get offended when somebody says Porsche, kind of like when your dad said podcast?
Yeah, so I mean, I'm just kind of getting into this, so I'm not that anal about it, but I'm sure, you know, 5-10 years down the line, if I do say it with Porsche, it'll become something that's, you know, like podcast to me.
I certainly don't remember when I was 17.
Yeah.
And I don't know if you're kidding, if that's really, you know, your age.
100%.
School, I mean, what's the, are you out of school? Or you?
No, so I go to public senior high school. I'm a senior in public high school.
That's
crazy.
Seriously.
Wow. Yeah. Canyon High School.
Wow.
Yeah.
What is, and I'm asking from experience.
Yeah.
All right. When I was a junior in high school here in St. Petersburg, Florida, I worked for the St. Louis Cardinals.
Okay.
And so every day during spring training, I would go not far from here where their complex used to be. And I vaguely remember changing my attitude a little, like, I don't need school. Not that I don't need school.
Exactly.
I don't need to hang out with the people from school. I'm hanging with Lou Brock.
Exactly.
And I don't know if you know who that is, but, you know, I'm hanging with Lou Brock and Keith Hernandez and, you know, Glenn Brummer and, you know, Blake McBride and all these guys with the Cardinals. Tell me what it's like to go to school after you just got through racing through the streets of any city.
I mean, it's definitely a transition. I mean, you know, like I was talking about before, the adrenaline rush, right? You know, you go to school the next day. For me, it's going to be the Monday, right? First couple of classes, I mean, I'm just dead, right? But I mean, whenever I get caught back up on school and all that, luckily I'm on spring break right now, so I don't need to get caught up on school. But generally, whenever I do miss, you know, it's mainly me just getting caught back up on school, getting with my teachers, making sure everything's all in line. So then, you know, whenever I do need to leave again, I can. No problem.
They treat you special, or you're just like another kid?
I mean, I don't want to be treated special, but I mean,
You won. If you won, then Monday off.
Yeah, I mean, if I won, I would probably, you know, walk in like, you know, bring a trophy and all that, right? But,
I know that feeling.
Yeah.
I did that today. I walked in with two trophies. Like, I won the world.
I know. It was cool, man.
Did you have to take the driver's ed? Did they make you take it? Like, oh, you
did. I did.
Really?
I did an online class, so it wasn't that bad, but I had to do it. Yeah.
How funny would it have been? And you probably didn't, but like if you would have failed it.
I was close, actually. I was actually close.
Really?
Seriously. Because I didn't like put my blinker on for a couple of corners. I didn't think that you needed them or whatever.
He only knows how to go left and like really fast. Like,
well, no, he went right and left.
There's no parallel parking in racing.
I aced parallel parking.
In racing?
Yeah, aced it.
Huh.
Yeah.
Did you tell them that you don't use turn signals in racing?
No, they have no idea.
Well, but you should have said that.
No.
You don't need
that. That's an automatic 5 points off. You're done.
I think that's what I would have said.
Did you know how to work the microwave? They teach you that in driver's ed?
No, they did not.
Because Randy.
Know that story?
No.
Do you know that story?
I do not know that story.
So, Randy, tell me your friend. Tell me your boy.
Yeah. All right. Who's my boy?
Greg Hendrick.
Oh, well, whatever.
That's your partner. That's your boy.
So, you know, I tend to tell some stories.
Okay.
You know, like I have to kill airtime when he just drifts.
Exactly.
And
I'm a drifter. You saw my trophy.
I did tell a story that I was once told that in NASCAR, and I don't know about your car. And you can tell me if this is in your car because it would be pretty cool.
Yeah.
But in NASCAR, because the races are so long and it gets so hot, and let's be honest, we all get hungry.
Yeah.
You know, not everywhere there's a Checkers where you got to eat. So in NASCAR, they take out, you know, because for weight purposes, you know, you can't have a lot of things in it.
Exactly.
I get it. So I've been told that in NASCAR, they took the glove compartment box out and put a microwave in. And in the middle of the race, if you get hungry, you just pop in a Hot Pocket. And, you know,
there's
it only
no
takes
way.
30 seconds, right?
There's no way.
There's no way to that?
That's No, I'm saying, like, there's no way. What year? When? That's crazy.
No, it's true.
Mm-hmm.
Well, don't you get hungry in the middle of a race?
I mean, so ours are only 45 minutes long.
So we don't you get hungry in the middle of a race?
No, I just eat something before I go.
I can't go 45 minutes without eating. What's wrong with you?
I mean, you know, just drink a whole bunch of water, call it good.
So you've never gotten hungry in the 45 minutes?
Never.
Mm-hmm. Like, could you imagine when we went to Miami, we had to pull over and eat twice?
Yeah, multiple times.
Could you imagine driving for 45 minutes?
We almost ran out of gas on Alligator Alley.
That is a true story. You want to know, and your dad refuses to have the mic on, but you both have questioned me on why I call him Toolbag. All right. I'm going to explain it right now.
All right.
So we are driving down to the Super Bowl in Miami.
Yeah.
He knows that he's low on gas. Okay. Now, you may not be familiar with Alligator Alley. No. Alligator Alley. Okay. A, it's pretty dangerous late at night, but it's a long stretch of nothing.
Okay.
So once you pass the toll booth, there is nothing until the next toll booth, which is
60 miles. Jeez. 60 miles, and if you run out of gas, it's the Everglades, so it's all anacondas, snakes, and alligator swamps.
Now, we have talked, and there is nothing that I will tell you on this program that I honestly haven't told him.
Okay.
I told him if he runs out of gas, I will have no problem lighting the car on fire and then eating his arm because I'm going to be hungry. I can't laugh, right? So as we're approaching the toll booth, I tell Toolbag, Matt McClellan, this is our last exit.
We need to get gas.
We need to get gas. The light is on. He knows he's low on gas, and he pays the whatever the toll was. How much was it?
$2 or something.
I think it was more, but whatever.
$3.50.
He pays the toll. And not 2 miles after paying the toll, he goes, this isn't good. I'm going to run out of gas.
Well, busy warming up my hot pocket. It was in the glove box.
And it took 10 miles for me to talk him into turning around and going back and getting gas. Oh my God. And you want to know why I call him Toolbag and Toolbox and so, Tool. And
so how far can you drive your race car without getting gas? Like, how long will it go? How many laps? How many miles?
So that I don't know for sure.
Okay.
I know for the race, we put in about 40 liters of fuel.
Okay.
So, I mean, however long we need to go for that 45 minutes, we do. But I'm not sure what the actual limit is on that.
Serious question. I'm being serious here.
Yeah.
So we know when you're driving your regular car that it's not good for the car to run it all the way down.
Yeah.
You know, you want to do it with some gallons left, blah, blah, blah. Is that the same in a race car? And how low can you go before it gets to a dangerous
So level? At Road Atlanta at the end of last year, whenever we pumped the fuel out whenever we got it back to the shop, whenever the truck came back and all that, there was about maybe half an inch of fuel left in the whenever we pumped it out in the fuel can. I was going to go like that to y'all, but they can't hear it. So there's about half an inch left.
Well, they can hear it. They just can't see it.
Oh, yeah. I mean, there was maybe, I think Robin said, my crew chief Robin, I think he said it was maybe a quarter of a liter left. I mean, it was like down to the wire. So we got pretty lucky on that. But, I mean, you can run it down pretty close.
So what you're saying is that I'm pretty much already living the professional race car driver lifestyle.
Yeah, pretty much.
Low fuel. Yeah. You saw my drifting today. Was there anything you learned from my technique that you can take with you today?
I mean, your driving style was pretty good.
Thank you.
I mean, your hand position was all really good.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, I definitely feel like there's some things to be learned. I mean, because the way you did.
Yeah. I like how you say soft.
Yeah. I mean, I was actually fairly confident whenever I jumped in the cart because I saw how fast you went.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, I was feeling good.
I felt the same way.
Yeah.
My only thing that I took from it, and yes, everything looked great, but he is lacking one thing.
What's that?
Talent.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, so without talent, he's not going to go very far and, you know, everything else he does. How much fun is what you do? A lot of times, you know, a good friend of mine, Marcus Jones, played for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, went to the UFC, fought on the Ultimate Fighter, and he told me he was a number one draft pick, made a ton of money, and he once honestly told me he disliked football.
Really?
It's just, he's good at it.
Yeah.
You know, he goes, as soon as I can find something different, something that I'm going to enjoy when I'm financially, you know, I'm going to move on. Do you love this? Are you very good at it? Or both? It's possible to do both. It's possible to be neither.
Yeah. I mean, I absolutely love it. I mean, it's everything that I've always really kind of thought of ever since I can remember, you know. I mean, whenever I'm not in school, I'm always doing something racing, whether it's, you know, jumping on a simulator, you know, practicing for the next track, or if it's, you know, looking at videos, preparing, or just, you know, playing games, right, that are racing, right?
What are you looking for? You know, a lot of times we'll talk to the fighters, and they'll watch a video of their opponents and stuff. Mm-hmm. What are you trying to get as you're watching these videos?
I mean, it depends. So, like, for this race, there's not a whole lot on the simulator that we have available, just because, I guess, the scans that they've done here, they're not current. So, I mean, like, I've been watching the James Hinchcliffe and car video from, I guess it was last year, visor cam, right? And all I was really watching from that was just, you know, not only his line, right, but and then also, you know, where the walls are, you know, braking markers, things on the track, stuff like that. Even though it is a street course and that'll all change, I was just trying to get, you know, little pieces of information that I can maybe, you know, write down and then take with me here. So, I mean, just looking for little small details that I can pick up on and use whenever I get to the track, so I'm not having to, you know, waste, let's say, 2-3 laps learning it all through whenever I can just watch it on video.
Are you able, and at my age, this is very easy, but at your age, it probably isn't, to forget, like, as soon as your races are over this weekend, mm-hmm. will you be able to, like, wipe the slate clean, not think about it, it's now out of your memory banks until when and if you come back to St. Pete?
Yeah, so I mean, something I'm working on this year also is, you know, instead of doing the whole clean slate, right, before I wipe it all, you know, write it all down, get it in my computer, so then whenever I do come back, I can just pull it up and go, oh, there's this, right, and then be ready to go. So that is something that I'm going to work on for this year, just so I know, you know, instead of clean slating, wiping it all, I have it there.
So the obvious next question is, how's your handwriting?
It's not bad.
Or do yeah, you even, it's not bad. What am I? That shows you my age. Yeah. Handwriting. You probably use computers and iPads and all that kind of stuff.
They send emojis. They don't even use words anymore.
Yeah, I can't believe.
Like race flag, winner, championship cup.
I can't believe I just said something about writing to a 17-year-old kid who probably doesn't even know what a pencil is. You know, it's crazy. All right, it is that time to hit another break. Coming to you live from Tour de Pizza. This is Knockout Radio, brought to you by 8 Man Strong and Staff Zone. We'll be right back.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
I'm Hillsborough County Sheriff Chad Cronister, and if you don't listen to Knockout Radio, you may just find yourself in one of my jails.
8 Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you're bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8 Man Strong.
Are you a fan of MTV's hit show, The Challenge? Well, on Saturday, April 4th, Challenge Mania Live is coming to the Tampa Improv. You can see cast members from the show live on stage talking about their experience, and you can even party with them before at an exclusive meet and greet. It's at the Tampa Improv on Saturday, April 4th, hosted by three-time champion Derek Kaczynski and his podcast co-host Scott Yeager. They'll feature Mark Long, Killa Cam Williams, Nicole Ramos, and the Final Reckoning champ, Hunter Barfield. Tickets available at ChallengeMania.com. Live.
You're hungry. Where do you go to eat?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
You want to have a drink? Where do you go?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Having a get together with the guys from the softball team? Where do you do it?
That's right. Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Located at 1320 Central Avenue, St. Petersburg, right across from Tropicana Field. Berg's is the best place to take the whole family for food and fun. Going to a Rays game? Have dinner before the game at Berg's, and after the Rays win, come and celebrate with all your friends at Berg's, right across from the Trop. So come down and see Berg and the whole gang at Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
For all of your printing needs, I strongly suggest you give 72hourprint.com a call at 888-724-7774. Need business cards or t-shirts printed? I suggest you go to 72hourprint.com. If you need a banner or some signs printed, I strongly suggest you check out 72hourprint.com. If you need fight shorts or a walkout banner printed, I again suggest you check out 72hourprint.com or give them a call at 888-724-7774. If you're tired of high print prices, then I strongly suggest you give 72hourprint.com a call today. I did, and I could not be happier. And I know you will as well. That's 72hourprint.com. 72hrprint.com.
What were you doing 10 years ago? For me, I founded the Tour de Pizza, Tampa Bay's only cycling-themed pizzeria, where we combine gourmet pizza with an active lifestyle. Home of the world-famous pizza diet? At Tour de Pizza, we truly have a pizza for everybody. Classic New York style, Chicago deep dish, whole wheat low carb, flaxseed millet grain-free, and cauliflower crust, to name a few. Proudly serving the greater St. Petersburg area for the past decade and running. Two locations, one great pizza. That's Tour de Pizza.
Have you heard about this crazy event called Rugged Maniac? It's coming to Tampa for the first time ever. on April 18th. They built this huge adult playground with giant water slides, fire jumps, rope swings, and tons of mud. Then they let 5,000 people party all day at their festival, complete with DJs, interactive games, and tons of craft beer. It's seriously the wildest event coming to Tampa this year, and the best part, there's still space available to sign up. Go to ruggedmaniac.com and secure your spot for their Tampa race on April 18th. Don't miss out. Grab your friends and join the fun.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? StaffZone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Hey guys, it's Joanna Jędrzejczyk, the UFC strawweight, and you are listening to the Knockout Radio.
Just take those old records off the shelf. I said to listen to them by myself.
All right, we are back in July from Tour de Pizza, hanging out here with, you know, and I do know your last name because it was on the team.
Team Dickinson.
Team Dickinson.
Right, so it's Ryan or Riley Dickinson. Yeah. Hanging out with Riley racing tomorrow and Sunday?
Yep, so we're racing through Sunday. So we're going to be on track for first practice on Thursday. That's, I don't remember the time, but it's about 2, 3 o'clock. We have one practice, and then Friday we have a practice, and then Saturday qualifying race one, and Sunday's race two.
Well, so Friday's only a practice.
Yeah.
Ah, so I don't need to go down both days, right?
Yeah, but you're already here. Might as well
yeah,
go.
I mean, might as well.
It's show support. Your family now.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's true.
I mean, okay. We won a race together.
Team Dickinson.
Yeah, no, we definitely did. Now, Edge said that you're similar cars, but you're not in the same circuit, or explain that.
So my car, it's a Generation 2 Cup car, okay? His car, it's the Gen 1, so it's a little bit slower. It's about 35 horsepower less. So we both run on the track at the same time. It's just two separate classes. I'm in the what's called the Platinum class, which is all Generation 2 cars. He's in the Gold class, which is Gen 1 cars.
It's kind of like our radio career, Randy. You know, I'm Class 2, you're Class 1. A little older, a little slower. Still writing handwritten paragraphs.
All right, that's how I handle that. So, you know, whenever he starts saying something really stupid. Well, a story that I was going to tell you,
yeah.
True story.
Yeah.
There's a reason that I don't normally allow fans to come here.
Yeah.
So we were doing a show, and we had some fans that were in from out of state.
Yeah.
And I'm like, yeah, come on down. Let's have a good time.
They weren't fans. They were the president of the Randy Regime, the fan club of your national show that came here for UFC in Orlando to congregate at Tour de Pizza.
This guy is such a big fan, he has not one but two Knockout Radio tattoos.
That's true.
One on his neck and one on his hand. And about 27 minutes into the show, Toolbag was trying to show off so badly that I fired him live on the air. I texted the station and said, run Bee Gees music in the next 32 minutes, and I went home.
He literally packed it up, put it in a box. I thought he was playing. I thought it was a skit. I thought it was an act. And then we were all just sitting there looking at each other. He was like, are you still going to UFC on Saturday? I'm like, I don't know. I don't know if I'm allowed. I don't even know if we're still friends.
And, well, that's assuming that we were friends then.
But I feed him
pizza.
But
he makes great pizza.
So I bought myself back in.
All right, a couple questions to find out a little bit about you. I enjoy these questions.
Yeah.
You may or may not. You're going to have dinner for four. Four people are coming to your house.
Mm.
They cannot be family members. They cannot be teammates, you know, that kind of stuff.
Can't be us. We're family now.
Yeah.
Living, passed away, real or fictitious?
So I would probably say number one would be Senna. Ayrton Senna, for sure. That'll be the first one that comes to mind. Just because I want to, you know, get his mindset on his career and how he's able to do it. I mean, he's one of the greatest of all time to drive. So, I mean, I would really want to, you know, have a chance to sit down and have a conversation with him. Probably Schumacher as well. Just because he's, I mean, again, one of the greatest of all time.
Sure.
Right? Man, I've never been asked that question before. That's a good one.
While you're thinking, I'll throw some stuff out to you. So I've asked some people, one Tampa Bay Buccaneer, I don't remember which one, said Hitler. Now, First and foremost, let me tell you I'm Jewish. Yeah. So when he said Hitler, and I know that my great-grandmother was hiding under a 2-inch bed in Germany, I kind of questioned it. You know, and then he said, I just wanted to kind of like have a conversation, like why, what, what's in your mind? What's,
yeah.
So it's interesting, you know, what different people want to ask, want to talk to, you know, who they want to sit down with, you know, some go the music way. I've always said, first and foremost, always is Rocky Balboa for me.
Yeah.
Not necessarily Sylvester Stallone.
Yeah.
So if it's Sly, he has to be in the red, white, and blue that he stole from Apollo.
Oh, yeah.
Even though Apollo gave it to him. I know that. The way you said that, are you a Rocky? Are you familiar with Rocky?
I watched the movies. And the new Creed movies also. I'm all into them. So I like them. They're pretty good.
What's your favorite Rocky? And, you know, Creed doesn't count.
Yeah.
Because that's,
yeah.
Is there one that you like better than others?
Probably the first. I mean, the original.
Dad?
Definitely the first, no doubt in my mind. Easily the first Rocky.
Okay, I'm five.
Yeah,
I'm a Rocky five.
Oh. Yeah,
you know, it might be an awful movie with Tommy Morrison, the better known as John Wayne's grandson.
Yeah.
But the street fight to me is one of the greatest.
Yeah.
You know, and my ringtone is from that movie.
Yeah.
And, you know, I'm a big Rocky. Matter of fact, my brother and I went to Rocky's apartment in Philadelphia. The UFC was in town. It was opening day. It's the number one, which isn't good. This is one of those ones you don't want.
Yeah.
The number one heroin place in the world.
Yeah.
And there were people all over the streets just shooting up at 2 in the afternoon. It was insane. All right. I stalled long enough. There's two.
So I would want to also sit down with Roger Penske just so I can, you know, learn the business side of it. Because, I mean, what people don't realize for racing, right? Yeah. You know, on TV, you know, go jump in a car, go drive, right? But that's such a small piece of what I'm trying to get into. I mean, there's a whole nother side, which is the business aspect of it, right?
Sure.
So, I mean, I would love to have a conversation with him just so I can learn from him, you know, how he's been able to do what he's done.
When you sit down with Roger, ask him, because I asked, you know, you guys about your car, his car. Mm-hmm. I want to know what an owner feels as a car gets destroyed.
Yeah, it's probably,
you know,
not
obviously
good.
The first thing he thinks is hopefully the driver, everything is good. And, you know, I get all that. But, you know, you're thinking, that's pretty expensive, I would imagine. You know, I'm sure you think of other things too, but that must come up like, no, it's my car.
Yeah.
It is a little different though, only because of the fact they've got very heavy layered in levels of sponsorship, right? And so I'm not going to say it's not his money. At some point they do feel that impact of that. But they're built and their programs are built to handle and to tolerate those events when they happen.
Sure.
It still hurts. Don't get me wrong,
but
it's a little different than what it would feel over here, right?
And and I'm sure, I would assume, and we all know what that means, that it's easier for a Penske team than, you know, a smaller team, you know, has only two cars, has less sponsors. You know, it's still going to hurt. You know, it's kind of like, you know, Allen, you know, loses $1 million. It's still $1 million, but to him, a million isn't, you know, whatever.
They're working on the next two backup cars right now over in in Indianapolis, right?
Right.
Yeah, so,
Your fourth? You don't have to have four people.
I mean, Rick Hendrick. I mean, I'm
it's all racing related.
I know.
You
asked me the question, I love it or not. I do. I mean, it's been my passion for as long as I can remember. But I mean, growing up, you know, watching NASCAR with my dad, I mean, Hendrick's the guy, you know, in NASCAR. So, I mean, those four would probably be the four that I want to have a conversation with just so I can learn, you know.
Sure. Yeah. Absolutely. Just have a conversation. Yeah. Who's your favorite NASCAR driver?
It was Casey Kane, then he retired. So probably now I got to go with Kyle Busch. Just, I mean, you have to respect what he's done. I mean, it's unbelievable the amount of talent he has. Probably also, I mean, I'm a big Kyle Larson fan just because, again, the talent he has. He's more of a younger guy. I guess he's a little bit older now just because, you know,
he's kind of old. He's probably in his 40s or something. He's a real old guy.
He's
24.
Yeah, he's 24. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Well, no, I mean, compared to everyone else he's racing against. But I mean, those are some, I mean, both of those guys are extremely talented. Extremely talented.
Dad, who's your favorite driver?
I love what Larson has done because if you watch Larson, look at his career, he grew up racing multiple different disciplines of racing. He didn't just race one kind of car. He grew up racing everything. He spent a lot of time on asphalt, a lot of time dirt tracking. That's what actually got him the entryway into NASCAR. A little bit like Tony Stewart, but different because he was a little more, diversified. And I love the fact that Larson is a guy that he worked super hard and he got a shot. And when he got the shot, he absolutely executed, right? So if it was NASCAR, it's definitely Larson. Yeah, we like Formula One. We watch a lot of Formula One. We enjoy that. It's a lot of fun watching Formula One.
What's the best racetrack you've ever been to, either a spectator or raced on? And what's the holy grail of racing?
So my favorite track, bar none, right now is Road Atlanta. I mean, we had a test there before the race weekend. I mean, it was the weekend before, right? The first time I was out on track, it was hands down my favorite. There's just something about that track, the way it flows, the way the whole track's set up. I mean, I love it. I mean, there's no other way to put it. So I would say Road Atlanta is definitely my number one. I mean,
Is it because you have the track record now at that track? Or
no.
Look, I was trying to get that without saying it.
Because I had the same feeling about the St. Pete Grand Prix.
I know. You know, it's actually a pretty good track.
Once you set a record, it's just kind of hard to not love it.
Yeah.
I almost hate to do this, but you said you pulled up some numbers. So,
I did.
Go ahead.
So
you started to tell us off the air, and I said, no, tell us to us live. So.
Well, we've seen.
I'm scared.
We've seen things that are one-sided victories, like Sugar Sean O'Malley, this UFC this past week, was a one-sided victory. It was dominant.
The Tyson Fury fight was pretty dominant.
Dominant. Yeah. But then you have.
I don't like where he's going with this.
But then you have the Zhang and you have the Johanna fight where it was like almost it was a nail biter. You didn't know who was going to win. We, collectively as a team, Team Dickinson, we dominated the field today. The Team Kirkwood, second place, came in 14.65 seconds behind us collectively.
You think he'll still put our logos on his car then?
poor
our logos were on last year.
Poor Oliver Askew. Poor Oliver. Came in ninth place, 3+ laps down.
That was Bay News 9.
Lap 3 times.
That's the I'm going to be nice. That's the young lady that drove me into the wall. That's Bay News 9.
poor Sebastian Bourdais, who eats at my restaurant frequently, who's from St. Petersburg, a 2-time back-to-back champion of the race, came in 6th, a 7.32 differential. Wow.
And when you really take it, and I know we kind of briefly talked about it before they came, when you put into context that I was driven off the course
in the first corner.
Right.
In warm-up.
It was in the race.
Turn one.
I was driven off the course.
And
we still
sit right in the barrier. It wasn't even close.
Unbelievable.
So the fact that you put your man pants on and got the cart back on the track and then continued the race is actually what won the race,
it
Randy.
Is.
That's what won the race. That was the
Are you trying to give him my trophy? What are you guys doing? I thought we were a team. We're a family.
Riley, you saw what Jack said, right?
Yeah, there's a million. Pass me the ball or something.
No, it wasn't pass me the ball, but did you see what Kobe Bryant said about that?
No.
So at the funeral ceremony, in L.A., it was an emotional, obviously, and then there was some funny stuff. So, and this is FCC, so I will be careful.
Yeah.
So Shaq is up there talking. And he said how it was in the middle of the game, and some of the teammates came to Shaq and said, Kobe won't pass the ball. And Shaq said, I'll handle it. I'll go talk to him. And so he goes to talk to him, and he said, and I can't talk like him. And, he goes, Kobe, there is no I in team. And he goes, but there is M-E in that blankety blank, blank, blank. And it was just typical Kobe. And then Kobe told the story of his last game, how – every time he went to pass, his teammates are like, don't pass to me. Don't pass to me. He's like, so, which is it? All right, believe it or not, bottom of the hour, more good stuff to come. A couple more off-the-wall questions, too. We'll talk some memorabilia, and we'll do my typical do you daydream, and we'll do that with Riley when we return. This is Knockout Radio, hanging out at Torta Pizza, brought to you by 8 Man Strong and Staff Song. We'll be right back.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
I'm Adam Richman, culinary traveler and gastronaut, and you are feasting your ears on Knockout Radio. Who wants a knuckle sandwich?
8 Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you are bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8-Man Strong.
This is Randy Harris for Mick for Hair at Got Split End Salon in Pinellas Park, our official hair care and grooming provider who caters to everyone, women, men, kids, and senior citizens in an affordable, upscale environment staffed with the most talented professionals in the business. Visit Mick for Hair at Got Split Ends today at 4376 Park Boulevard in Pinellas Park or call them at 727-290-9873.
You're hungry. Where do you go to eat?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
You want to have a drink? Where do you go?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Having a get-together with the guys from the softball team? Where do you do it?
That's right. Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Located at 1320 Central Avenue, St. Petersburg, right across from Tropicana Field, Berg's is the best place to take the whole family for food and fun. Going to a Rays game? Have dinner before the game at Berg's, and after the Rays win, come and celebrate with all your friends at Berg's, right across from the Trop. So come down and see Berg and the whole gang at Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
For all of your printing needs, I strongly suggest you give 72hourprint.com a call at 888-724-7774. Need business cards or t-shirts printed? I suggest you go to 72hourprint.com. If you need a banner or some signs printed, I strongly suggest you check out 72hourprint.com. If you need fight shorts or a walkout banner printed, I again suggest you check out 72hourprint.com or give them a call at 888-724-7774. If you're tired of high print prices, then I strongly suggest you give 72hourprint.com a call today. I did, and I could not be happier. And I know you will as well. That's 72hourprint.com. 72hrprint.com.
What were you doing 10 years ago? For me, I founded the Tour de Pizza, Tampa Bay's only cycling-themed pizzeria, where we combine gourmet pizza with an active lifestyle. Home of the world-famous pizza diet? At Tour de Pizza, we truly have a pizza for everybody. Classic New York style, Chicago deep dish, whole wheat low carb, flaxen millet grain-free, and cauliflower crust to name a few. Proudly serving the greater St. Petersburg area for the past decade and running. Two locations, one great pizza, that's Tour de Pizza.
Have you heard about this crazy event called Rugged Maniac? It's coming to Tampa for the first time ever on April 18th. They built this huge adult playground with giant water slides, fire jumps, rope swings, and tons of mud. Then they let 5,000 people party all day at their festival, complete with DJs, interactive games, and tons of craft beer. It's seriously the wildest event coming to Tampa this year, and the best part, there's still space available to sign up. Go to ruggedmaniac.com and secure your spot for their Tampa race on April 18th. Don't miss out. Grab your friends and join the fun.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? StaffZone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Hey guys, I'm Chase Elliott, and you're listening to Knockout Radio.
Little Chase Elliott right there.
Yeah, Chase, he's a good dude.
How about some of those typical, and I don't know Indy and all those other names as much as, you know, the neck car, as we like to call it, but, you know, Lake Speed, and, you know, these names that are just racing names. Mm-hmm. You know, what are some of the names in your circuit, you know, in Indy and all that kind of stuff that have names like that?
I mean, I think the one for Indy that stands out would be Andretti, right?
Mario.
Yeah, Mario Andretti, Don Andretti, you know, that entire family.
Yes, it does. I already know what you're thinking.
Go ahead.
Yes, it does. What? So my unwritten rules, you know, you and I were talking earlier. I hate unwritten rules. I hate, you know, I have tons and tons of pet peeves. One of my other pet peeves is the word legend.
Legend.
I hate the use of legend. Because it's disrespectful to legends when, you know, great athletes. A great athlete isn't a legend. A good athlete isn't a legend. A legend is a legend. And you just mentioned one in the Andretti's.
Yeah.
I mean, you don't even need to say first names. There's, you know, certain names. Cher. You know, you say Andretti.
Ray Hall.
Ray Hall.
Earnhardt.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mears.
Petty.
Petty.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Legendary. You legendary.
Know, and Andretti obviously is is legendary. We did the two-seater.
Oh, yeah?
And Mario Andretti took me around. And as much as the lap was cool, and, you know, Matt will tell you, I mean, I've been around celebrities my whole life. To me, a celebrity is the same as you and me. And, you know, we put pants on the same way and, you know, dresses and... And whatever.
Why'd you look at me when you said that? I don't know where I dress. What's wrong with you?
Exactly.
With an apron. Okay. And I'm cooking.
I did think that was funny, to be honest. But going around the St. Pete, you know, track with Mario Andretti driving, it was pretty cool.
Absolutely. I mean,
you know, it is legendary. All right. So one of the questions that I like to ask fighters, and a lot of them have great stories. I asked Edge this last week, and for the right reason, he wasn't able to answer this. I'm just curious. I'm going to ask you the same question. Have you ever caught yourself drifting, you know, and I mean mentally, not in the car, you know, as you're racing? And I tell this story. I asked this one fighter this, and he said he was fighting, and you won't know the athlete, Dennis Siever, who's from Germany. And in the middle of the fight, the corner is talking German.
Mm-hmm.
And he said for about a good 6-7 seconds, in my mind, I'm watching the movie
Inglourious Bastards, right?
Comedy. Yeah. Which I've never seen, but I guess it has something
accent,
to do with
the German accent.
Yeah.
Has your mind wandered? And I know you're doing 150, 160.
Yeah.
But, I mean, there had to have been at least one time that, you know, you catch yourself like thinking about a Big Mac.
It's definitely not a Big Mac.
Pocket.
So you realize I'm sitting right here. Right?
Yeah.
But answer honestly, because we know the answer. I know what it is.
Yeah. So, I mean, for me, the point where I kind of do the daydreaming, it's always in, you know, the cool down lap, right? After the end of the race, right? I always, you know, whenever we're slowing down, you know, see all the fans and all that. I mean, I remember at Watkins Glen last year, right? On the cool down lap, I was like, man, I just raced at Watkins Glen. I mean, how cool is that, right? And thinking about, you know, all the people that have raced there before me and all that, right? I mean, it's like at Watkins Glen, right? So, I mean, I've had quite a few of those moments, and it's mainly on like cool down laps, right? Whenever I'm able to actually kind of finally decompress, whenever it's on that Sunday race two at the end, right? Whenever we're, you know, packing up, loading out, it's like, man, we were just, you know, wherever we were, it's like, man, we were just there, right? Just racing there. I mean, that's probably the one moment consciously where I say, hey, this is when I do it. Absolutely.
Since we're family now.
Yes.
Right?
We are.
I don't think that's the response, because for the dad to say, you know, I'm sitting right here.
Right.
I don't know if that's necessarily.
We'll get the real answer.
Well, I want to hear what you have to say for that, though.
Yeah. I guess
FCC in case we're not.
Thank you for that reminder. No, I appreciate that. And I guess I don't think of it as much as losing focus or daydreaming, right? But there have been decisions made on track that were not as good as probably what they should have been. And those are difficult because it is racing and everything's happening in split seconds. You know that. And 1/10, 2/10 of a second actually matters. And so racers.
Except in our race.
Except in your race.
Yeah.
Right?
We got 14 second buffer.
Yeah.
We got a buffer.
14.
And so it's, and I've grown up with Riley watching him race for the last 10 years. I mean, it's interesting to see true racers. They're looking for an extra 10th. They know the difference of what an extra 10th of a second means. Sure. And it's true at all disciplines of racing, right? And so to watch them try to go out and find that extra 10th or two, sometimes it puts them in a precarious situation where they're actually pushing that edge a little bit further than they should. Mm. And listen, these cars, especially the car he's racing right now, they will pull your pants down if you make a mistake. I mean, there's no driver assist tools. We don't have traction control. We don't have anti-lock braking. These cars are about as raw and about as pure as you can get of a race car. And so because of that, there is an ultimate price that you will pay when you don't handle the car just precise as you should. So I think more about that. It's pushing to that edge as opposed to daydreaming, right? It's intense. I've driven the car once, and it's a crazy beast of a race car, guys.
Well, and speaking of the price that you pay, I mean, at 17 years of age, you have to be making a great commitment to your life for your career. Like, what do you do to keep yourself normalized as an average 17-year-old kid versus how many days a year are you on the road? How many races a weekend? Like, you know, what's your life like?
Yeah, I mean, so an example of that. So, like, back in 2017, whenever I won the national championship, we were also involved in two other different series, right? So during that year, we were on the road 44 weekends out of the 52 in the year, right? So we, my entire life was basically consumed of it, right?
It does cut down on, you know, household chores, though.
Yeah.
It was never there.
Yeah, so never home. Yeah, so I do get kind of lucky on that a little bit, right? Okay. But when I am home, yeah, still got to take out the dishwasher and all the normal stuff, right? All the normal stuff. So I don't get too cut back on that, right? He still keeps me in check, so.
That's what he's supposed to do. That's his job.
Exactly, right? Yeah, it's all good. Yeah.
Is there anything you feel like you're missing out on that you wish, like, it didn't take so much time? Like,
yeah, I mean, there's definitely some things that I have missed out on, I feel like. Just, you know, socialized friend group, stuff like that, right? Because, I mean, I can't tell you how many times, you know, I've been out of track and, you know, one of my friends texted me like, hey, you want to go hang out in movie theater? And I was like, can't. I'm out at the track. Can't do it, right? So, I mean, there's little things like that I've maybe have missed out on, but I don't regret it one bit at all.
How many homecomings have you been to?
It's zero.
How many proms have you been to?
None. Yeah. Yeah,
well, in
that's
our,
what you're getting to, right?
But in our day, yours and mine, you only went to one prom. You went to your own.
Yeah.
Right. You know, nowadays they go to 9th, 10th, 11th,
12th. Yeah, it's unbelievable.
College,
But everybody wants to be a champion until it's time to do what champions do, right? So.
Well, you know, that's something that, you know, let's be honest. A lot of people don't realize, you know, the work that goes into becoming, you know, all those names that we mentioned before, and not even the legend names, you know, to get on the big circuit, to get on the...
Just to get there.
Right.
Right. I mean, it's a big deal, right?
You mentioned Tony Stewart. Tony's a good friend of Bubba's, and we're on Bubba's, you know, stream as well. You know, and they talk about, and you mentioned it earlier, the go-kart tracks and all these tracks. You know, the normal everyday fan doesn't think about that. They think about Sunday. They're watching the Indy 500. They're watching the Daytona 500. They don't know everything, you know, that you guys have done from 7 years old. I can't imagine doing anything.
And do you race
7 years
old? Do you race at Indy? Have you been to the Indy?
So I've been there. Yeah. I've been there.
Okay.
We actually did a ride along in one of the two seaters.
The greatest spectacle of sports.
Yeah.
Right? The Indy 500.
No, it's not.
What do you mean it's not? It absolutely is.
I've told you what it is.
Growing up in Indiana, I know the greatest spectacle of sports because I've been there.
It's the NCAA wrestling tournament.
No. Not even close.
We argued this last week.
I got to drive my Brickyard 400 pace car Camaro on the track during, like, you know, public day.
That's cool.
You had to pay the fee and drive the car around the track. I have driven at the Indy 500.
That's cool.
So,
I have
too. And so, when, you know, and if you don't get a chance to go there, if you want to deliver pizzas at Tour de Pizza, you're more than welcome to join my team here.
Absolutely.
Well, if you have some time, he's here for the next couple of days.
Yeah. Yeah. You want to deliver some pizzas while you're down?
Yeah, sure.
I know you did in your act last night about the 30 minutes faster free. Well, you can do it, you know, 20 minutes faster.
I did my stand-up show at the comedy club out at Sandy Beach last night. I was live. Got a little bit of a late start today because I'm late night.
Let me ask you this, and again, I know, you know, your young age. I always ask the athletes, you know, about memorabilia and are you collecting stuff, you know, as you're moving on in your career. And a lot of the NFL guys are always telling me, no, you know, these are my peers. This is this. This is this. And then like 5 years later, 8 years later, we talk and they're like, I wished I would have listened to you. I played against Tom Brady. I didn't this.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I know it's an awkward, you know, situation, but from what I understand, some of them are already mad at you. So, have you started, you know, like doing stuff, collecting anything, whether it's your own or somebody else's?
I've started a little bit, but it's more or less like maybe milestones from my side. So, like, you know, let's say the race that I won in 2017, that was, you know, that finished off the championship. I have, you know, the front fairing for the kart. And then, you know, first crash in Montreal, had the fender for that, have it signed and all that. So, I mean, there's little things like that that I've kept for myself. But then also, I don't have anything yet for, you know, other people that I've raced against. But I definitely need to start doing that. I mean, that's a good idea. So, for sure.
Have you ever thought about it? And I don't remember what company it was, but they were like selling the bolts, you know, from the tires and, you know, and I'm sure it was from a Daytona or a NASCAR or whatever.
Yeah.
And, you know, for all these people that collect all sorts of stuff, you don't think about it, but people collect not only hoods and, you know, I've got some cool stuff, but, you know, a bolt, you know, and you put it on it and it's the bolt from whatever. It is kind of crazy.
Yeah.
All right. We are at our last break of the afternoon. Let's hit it. And then we can talk a little pizza. We're not going to talk turkey.
Is it too soon to like collect the safety bar from Ryan Newman's car? Because I would put that on eBay.
See?
The guy designed it. He saved his own life.
I know
how much that's worth.
Yeah, no, that is actually a crazy story.
I would totally sell that on eBay.
Yeah.
Do you now question, or do you still want to ask that question on why I call him Toolbag?
I think it should be off the air.
You get it now.
Yeah.
All right, let's go hit our final break of the afternoon. Coming to you live from Torta Pizza, this is Knockout Radio, brought to you by 8 Man Strong and Staff Zone, which you'll be able to see that car, the number 18 Staff Zone car, starting later today or tomorrow. We'll be right back.
The Porsche.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Hey, it's Sebastian Bourdais, driver of the number 14 AJ Foyt Racing Chevrolet, and you're listening to Knockout Radio.
8-Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you're bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8-Man Strong.
Are you a fan of MTV's hit show, The Challenge? Well, on Saturday, April 4th, Challenge Mania Live is coming to the Tampa Improv. You can see cast members from the show live on stage talking about their experience, and you can even party with them before at an exclusive meet and greet. It's at the Tampa Improv on Saturday, April 4th, hosted by three-time champion Derek Kaczynski and his podcast co-host Scott Yeager. They'll feature Mark Long, Killa Cam Williams, Nicole Ramos, and the Final Reckoning champ, Hunter Barfield. Tickets available at ChallengeMania.com. Live.
You're hungry. Where do you go to eat?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
You want to have a drink? Where do you go?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Having a get-together with the guys from the softball team? Where do you do it?
That's right. Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Located at 1320 Central Avenue, St. Petersburg, right across from Tropicana Field, Berg's is the best place to take the whole family for food and fun. Going to a Rays game? Have dinner before the game at Berg's, and after the Rays win, come and celebrate with all your friends at Berg's, right across from the Trop. So come down and see Berg and the whole gang at Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Ferg Sports Bar and Grill.
For all of your printing needs, I strongly suggest you give 72hourprint.com a call at 888-724-7774. Need business cards or t-shirts printed? I suggest you go to 72hourprint.com. If you need a banner or some signs printed, I strongly suggest you check out 72hourprint.com. If you need fight shorts or a walkout banner printed, I again suggest you check out 72hourprint.com or give them a call at 888-724-7774. If you're tired of high print prices, then I strongly suggest you give 72hourprint.com a call today. I did, and I could not be happier. And I know you will as well. That's 72hourprint.com. 72hrprint.com.
What were you doing 10 years ago? For me, I founded the Tour de Pizza, Tampa Bay's only cycling-themed pizzeria, where we combine gourmet pizza with an active lifestyle. Home of the world-famous pizza diet? At Tour de Pizza, we truly have a pizza for everybody. Classic New York style, Chicago deep dish, whole wheat low carb, flaxseed millet grain-free, and cauliflower crust, to name a few. Proudly serving the greater St. Petersburg area for the past decade and running. Two locations, one great pizza. That's Tour de Pizza.
Have you heard about this crazy event called Rugged Maniac? It's coming to Tampa for the first time ever on April 18th. They built this huge adult playground with giant water slides, fire jumps, rope swings, and tons of mud. Then they let 5,000 people party all day at their festival, complete with DJs, interactive games, and tons of craft beer. It's seriously the wildest event coming to Tampa this year, and the best part, there's still space available to sign up. Go to ruggedmaniac.com and secure your spot for their Tampa race on April 18th. Don't miss out. Grab your friends and join the fun.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? Staff Zone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
This is Mayor Rick Reisman, and you are listening to St. Pete's own Knockout Radio.
All right, we are back hanging out, final few minutes, listening to little Jay Giles. And, of course, the mayor, I don't know if I told you the story, but I took a photo with the mayor, and I'm going to post it and say no hard feelings.
Yeah.
Because last year he drove me into the wall.
Yeah, I remember you were telling me about this a little bit. Yeah.
And from what I understand, and we got a little intel on some people that are upset or whatever, whatever. The mayor is upset because he thought he was going to win it.
Yeah.
You know, and I find it... I guess funny how the pro drivers, I know how serious I took it because I was pissed when that girl did what she did.
Yeah.
And, you know, I was going to drive her in and I sort of did something once.
Yeah.
But to listen to some of the pro drivers that took this as for a trophy that's, I mean, how many trophies do you have at home?
Yeah. I mean, I'm running out of room, seriously. Because I started collecting, you know, whenever I was, you know, 7 years old. I mean, because we have club races that I go to. You know, since whenever I started, it was, you know, second or fourth weekend of every month, right?
Right.
And so quickly I was able to, you know, just taking them as they come, right? So I quickly built up a shelf, right? So, I mean, it's kind of cool because now I have like a, you know, the 2017 shelf, the 2018, the 2019. Now I'm going to have the 2020.
Yeah, I was going to say, where's the 2020 one going?
Yeah, this is starting with 2020, so it's good.
Matt was going to put it in his car as the shifter.
Yeah.
And he was going to make the trophy as part of the shifter.
Yeah.
So, you know, again, I understand you're 17, you know, you're just starting to really get in and be successful. What do you do for fun? How do you – you have to have some fun. It can't be all racing.
Yeah, so, I mean, it's a little bit related to racing, but not
100%. I know.
So I've gotten into CrossFit quite a bit. I'm sure some of the MMA guys, you know, use that as well. So, I mean, CrossFit is what I got into back in 2017, whenever I was deep into the championship. And I was like, okay, I need to up my game somehow, right? And so that the first step for me was the workout program, right? So I got connected with this CrossFit gym that's in town in New Braunfels called Fitness Lab CrossFit. So I joined them back then, and I've been doing it ever since. And, you know, go in there 6:15 in the morning for school, work out, go to school, and then if I have time, go work out after school there.
What was the, not strangest, but the hardest thing to get used to once you started driving, you know, during a race? What, the heat of the car, the length of the race?
I mean, so for us, for karting, a typical race is about 20, 25 minutes long, right? And so and Cup, GT3 Cup, it's 45 minutes long, right? And there's two of them. So that was probably the biggest transition, I would say, just getting used to on the race format side, because it's, you know, basically double what I've been doing for, you know, however long I was doing it. So that was probably the biggest difference, but actually, you know, physically driving it was a pretty easy transition, I guess you could say, just because the driving, you know, it's still, you know, gas, brake, turn left, right. So there wasn't a whole lot there, but on the actual race format, it was definitely the length of the races. But then again, you know, for longer endurance races, so like, you know, we have the 24 hours Daytona, 12 hours Sebring here in America. So the way that they do those races, it's 55 minute stints generally, right? And so, you know, some drivers, if depending on fuel strategy and stuff like that, you can do triple stints, right? Double stints, triple stints, even four stints, right? So that's whenever you get in the car for extended periods of time. So that's going to, again, be something that whenever I do make that next step, that I'm going to have to get used to.
Before we run out of time, and it's something I really wanted to address earlier, talk about the process of being selected for the team that you're on. I mean, what kind of tryout was it? Did you have to come and actually do something, or they just said, we've seen you, we know you, that we want you?
Yeah, so I mean, a lot of it had to do with the test that I did in 2018 with them in Houston. I mean, it was a lot for me to kind of try it out, see if I, you know, was good, see if I liked it, all that good stuff. Because I was still in the, you know, deciding phase of where I wanted to go with, you know, my career. Right?
And a freshman in high school.
Yeah, that too. Yeah, I didn't even have my driver's license then, right? I mean, it's crazy. Yeah. But then again, also for them, it was like, okay, is this kid actually good or not? You know, does he know how to drive? Does he know how to, you know,
to invest in you?
Exactly. Right. Yeah, because it's just as much of an investment on our side as it is for them, right? Because it's their name, their brand that's out there, right? And that's a big deal, right? As well, you know, as for Porsche and everyone that's involved with our series, you know, Porsche, IMSA, Yokohama. I mean, they're the biggest. I mean, they're the people that puts it on, right? So it's a big deal for all them to see, you know, hey, you know, can we actually invest in this kid? Can we, you know, make him a face? So, yeah, it was a little bit that.
we kind of mentioned it earlier, and we're almost out of time, but it's almost funny. You know, in high school, most kids are driving, you know, Toyotas or, you know, maybe Rams or whatever. Yeah. What do you drive? Oh, I drive a Porsche. You don't have to necessarily say. They didn't ask, do you drive it to school?
Yeah.
You do. You drive a Porsche.
Yes, I do.
Right?
Yeah. It's not a bad car to drive.
Right.
Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah, yeah. Hey, we really do appreciate you stopping by.
No, thank you.
Thank you for helping us bring this trophy home today. Man. It was a lot of fun. It was cool.
Yeah, absolutely.
And for coming out, we're going to hook you and your dad up with some 8-man strong gear.
Okay.
So I'll get your address and some sizes, and we'll send you out some swag.
For sure.
Best of luck this weekend. We're looking forward to hanging out in the paddock area. All right. With that all said, we are done. I want to thank everybody for tuning in, and we'll be back next week. This is Knockout Radio, brought to you by 8-Man Strong and Staff Zone. Hit me up on Twitter at Knockout Radio. Are you on Twitter? Nope.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Hey, hi, this is Mike Schmidt. You're listening to Knockout Radio.
8-Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you are bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8-Man Strong.
What were you doing 10 years ago? For me, I founded the Tour de Pizza, Tampa Bay's only cycling-themed pizzeria, where we combine gourmet pizza with an active lifestyle. Home of the world-famous pizza diet? At Tour de Pizza, we truly have a pizza for everybody. Classic New York style, Chicago deep dish, whole wheat low carb, flaxseed millet grain-free, and cauliflower crust to name a few. Proudly serving the greater St. Petersburg area for the past decade and running. Two locations, one great pizza, that's Tour de Pizza.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? Staff Zone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
WTAN Clearwater
FM 106.1
WDCF Dade City
FM 102.3
WZHR Zephyr Hills
FM 104.3
Listen.